I raised the issue at the meeting at Sligo County Council regarding what sort of resources would be put into Sligo County Council to make sure that we had all the resources that was needed, and whatever financial help was needed as well. That was most important, from listening to other areas around the country that are going through the same thing as we are regarding the affected blocks. So the Director of Service and the CEO had an online meeting with the directors and the CEOs of Clare, Donegal, Leith, Limerick and Mayo, and it was in discussion with the affected blocks. So what they have confirmed is that the meeting with the minister has approved Sligo inclusion in the scheme, both private and social housing, which is good to hear. However, our inclusion still has to be passed by the Dáil, so we still have to wait. And as you know yourself, the Dáil is in recess now at the moment, so we have to wait now until September before we're in the scheme. And as I say, as we're talking, this means we still have families out there that have concerns in relation to the way their houses are at present. We have a number of people that had to move out of their houses because they were unsafe to live in. So the quicker we're in on the scheme and the quicker we get this up and running, the better for everyone.
And Councillor, it is an important step in the right direction, isn't it? Because at least it acknowledges the current plight that some local families are currently in.
Oh yeah, and as I say, we're only talking about the houses that we know, the 200 houses that we know. But I know when it was announced that Sligo was in it, Sligo was inundated with people calling in looking for the application forms for it and to find out. So that'll just go to show you that we're not just talking about a small number of houses, we're talking about a lot of houses. And when we're looking as well as the private, the social housing as well, as you see, that are affected by it. I suppose if you look back to about near a number of years ago, where those six houses had to be knocked down, then six houses had to be replaced, all with pyrite in them. So it has been in the county for a long number of years. And it's only now, the showing when we see Donegal and Mayo and other parts of the country highlighting what exactly pyrite is. So as we move on into it, one thing I've asked the council as well is that there be an information evening showing exactly the signs to look out for. We ran a campaign around the county there about 2 years ago highlighting the fact with it, and I suppose when we ran that campaign we found out from people exactly where the pyrite was, and it's not just in one part of the county, it's in all parts of the county.